either practicing or we're going to a camp, and did a lot of traveling this summer. Went to a camp in Little Rock, Fayetteville. I had one in Valley Springs, and just recently got back from Branson. So we got another couple of weeks winding up. We're having some fun with the guys in a little summer league action where it's some inter-squad games, and then we're going to finish up after next week and then give the guys a couple of weeks off before school starts.
I know in those camps you usually see some high-quality teams.
Yes, we got to see some really good teams down in Little Rock, and then we go up to AAO in Fayetteville and face a lot of schools in the West up there. So I really gotten a good look at a lot of teams around the state. You know, going up to Branson has given us a chance to look at some Missouri schools, and there's some things that we're wanting to look at. You know, one good thing is we got a lot of returning starters. We've got 9 varsity returning players, so we had a nice idea of what was coming back, but we've got some guys in some different roles, and then we've got some underclassmen. Had an opportunity to get a look at those guys. You know, we really kind of form some team bonding, get some chemistry once we get back in school, then we'll start back and do a little bit more of our install. We've got probably about 35-40% of our stuff in, and then we'll start looking to add to that and start cleaning things up and get ready for this winter.
For those returning varsity players, I would imagine they'd have to be really hungry, you know, after just missing the state tournament last year, to try to make sure they put themselves in a good position to make the postseason this coming season.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not shying away from it. You know, we have lofty goals and plans and aspirations. And, you know, you can only do those things through hard work. And I think we'll be better this coming year, but I believe every team in our conference, with probably exception of just a few, they're all going to be better. You know, it's going to be a really good conference, and you're probably looking at 6-7 teams fighting for 4 spots again. So it'll be a similar setup as it was last year, but I think the majority of the teams are going to even be better next year. So we're ready for it. We're excited for a fantastic year. And you know, I just love these guys, love battling with these guys. They love basketball. They've been in the gym. Whether they're, you know, practicing with us or working on their own or playing AAU. We got several guys on the AAU circuit playing. So these guys love basketball, and we love coaching them. So I'm just really excited about this group and about this group of guys and the potential that they have.
I do have to mention one last thing. It was reported toward the end of this last week that your team was one of 4 Mountain Home teams to be named academic state champions. And I know the grades are something that you and a lot of the other coaches in the district preach. You've got to be proud of what they've been able to accomplish in the classroom.
The amount of work that it takes to be a student athlete for Mountain Home, I'm really proud of our guys, really proud of all the teams that were recognized. And not only the teams that weren't recognized, we have a lot of teams with extremely high GPAs. I know we won it this year, but year in, year out, our team is somewhere around 3.7, 3.8, and we really preach student athletes first, and they've got to take care of business in the classroom before anything happens on the floor. Our students are aware of that, and it's really just proud of the guys, really thankful and grateful for our faculty and administration that we have such a supportive school district. And you know, it's tough. Nobody travels like our teams do, and for them to do what they're able to do in the classroom and on the court, I'm really proud of them. And, you know, to be one of overall the entire teams in the state, you know, that's pretty remarkable to be able to do that. And correct, we're very proud of our guys.